أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب لكم فيها منافع إلى أجل مسمى ثم محلها إلى البيت العتيق صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about various aspects of Hajj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the honor of the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that are sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues once again, and Allah says, ذَلِك, ذَلِك means that, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the fact that you have heard that, you have heard those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, whoever honors and venerates the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sha'air refers to the salient features, the hallmarks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one example also in the Qur'an. إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. Certainly Safa and Marwa are from amongst the salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that denote the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, those things that denote the greatness of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Generally the commentators here have stated that the sha'air that Allah is referring to here particularly are the aspects of Hajj, the manasik, the various duties that we have to perform in Hajj, and the places that are attached to Hajj. But from amongst the sha'air, like for example, the Kaaba Sharif, the Baytullah, is amongst the sha'air of Allah. It is amongst the salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other examples, the adhan that is called out, that is a salient feature of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these are examples of the salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Certainly it is from the taqwa, it is from the goodness, or it is from the piety of the heart. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates towards various aspects. Number one is this, that taqwa resides in the hearts of people. And then when there is taqwa in the heart, then whatever the limbs of that particular person will carry out is by virtue of the taqwa that is in the heart of that person. The stronger the taqwa, the stronger the practice of that person, the stronger that person gets insofar as his deen is concerned and his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is not something that resides in the hands of an individual or the face of a person, but it comes from the heart, and that generates the movements and that generates the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that commands the entire body to become obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also indicates towards here is this, that a person, for example, goes to the Baytullah and he has respect for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now no one can say that this person is worshipping the Baytullah and he has forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here particularly also draws our attention to the fact that this is in the heart, the taqwa is in the heart, it is the veneration, it is the respect for the various sha'air of Islam, the various sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why a person will respect these places, and that cannot be similar to worshipping such places. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that aspect. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. A few ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those animals that are slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was for qurbani, whether it was for the various dam that a person gives whilst in Hajj, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for you in these animals are some form of manafi', some form of gain, or some form of benefit, ila ajalim musamma, to a fixed period of time,
that you've purchased an animal, for example, and especially in those days, that they used to take the animals from wherever they were. If a person resided in Medina Munawwara, for example, then that person will take his animals with him from Medina Munawwara when he's on the journey of Hajj or the journey of Umrah, and that person will take those animals to Makkah Mukarramah. He will thereafter slaughter these animals in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to those kinds of animals. These animals that are regarded as the hadi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that so long as they are in your possession, you have not now earmarked them to take them to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can derive benefit from these animals. Benefit from the animals, for example, like the camels. You may ride them. Those animals that give out milk, you will drink the milk of those animals, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all this is to a fixed period of time. From the time a person then decides and determines that this animal is going to be taken with me to the Baytullah, and this animal is going to be slaughtered as a hadi, it is going to be slaughtered as a token or attached to the Hajj or the Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ مَحِلُّهَا إِلَى الْبَيْتِ الْأَتِيقِ. Then is mahil, then the place of this animal and the place of the sacrifice of the animal is the Baytul Atiq, and that is the Baytullah. And when that happens according to the fuqaha, then that animal now, a person will not ride on that animal, one will not derive any form of benefit, because this animal now has been earmarked for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Baytullah as Baytul Atiq. We spoke about this one is the ancient house, that it was the very first house that was built for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, Baytul Atiq refers to the liberated house, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had liberated it from the hands of those who were tyrants and those who stopped people from going to the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.